This is Godliness with Contentment, episode 76. My name is Keno Hanna, and this is a podcast for Christians eager to understand what the Bible has to say about money. Every week, we look at money from the Bible's perspective so that Christians and people of faith can reach their financial goals God's way. So, first off, I want to apologize for this late submission. I'm late by a couple of days. It's been a busy week, but I need to shoot to do this much earlier next week and the following, right? All by God's grace, of course. But an interesting thing happened. For some reason, I was reminded of a passage in the Old Testament this week. And it's one that I typically reach for from time to time when I'm tempted to be selfish. And selfishness is actually one of my biggest struggles. I say as a Christian, but it's in life. And I know that sounds terrible, but it's actually factual, unfortunately. The good thing is I've come a pretty long way. But I also know that there's a long way to go to be unselfish the way the Lord wants me to be. One of the things that sounds good is when I think about, I'm going to be taking care of myself. And I'm going to make sure that I have what I need. However, sometimes that means I'm not taking care of others and I'm not looking out for them. Why? Because I'm being selfish. But what God has done is that He has paired me up with someone who is a giver. And that's my wife, Pam. She spurs me on to give by her example. And I hope that I'm not kind of dampening her giving because of who I am. But, you know, from time to time, I look at her and, you know, she tells me, you know, we need to give. So we give. So there I am talking about selfishness. And the passage that I was reminded of is in 1 Kings 17. And it talks about Elijah, the prophet, and the widow of Zarephath. And I encourage you to read that if you struggle with selfishness like Keno. But actually, the scripture today that I want to share is more so on the goodness of God. And it's also from the Old Testament. It's actually found in 2 Kings 4, 1 through 7. So I'll read that, and then we'll talk a little bit about what we see in the passage. So 2 Kings 4, 1 to 7. Let me just allow. Okay, there we go. My passage popped up. The wife of a man from the company of the prophets cried out to Elisha. That's Elisha with an S-H-A, not Elijah with an J-A-H at the end. Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that he revered the Lord. But now his creditor is coming to take my two boys as his slaves. Elisha replied to her, "How can I help you? Tell me, what do you have in your house?" "Your servant has nothing there at all," she said, "except a little oil." Elisha said, "Go around and ask all your neighbors for empty jars. Don't ask for just a few. Then go inside and shut the door behind you and your sons. Pour oil into all the jars, and as each is filled, put it to one side." She left him and afterwards shut the door behind her and her sons. They brought the jars to her and she kept pouring. When all the jars were full, she said to her son, "Bring me another one." But he replied, "There is not a jar left." Then the oil stopped flowing. She went and told the man of God, and he said, "Go sell the oil and pay your debts. You and your sons can live on what is left." So there are a few things coming out of this for me. I say a few. There's probably more. I'm just going to share a few. But I believe that if you read and you look at it, you'll see that there's more. So a few things. One, we always have something in our house that God can bless. And even though it seems insignificant to us, just like the little bit of oil was, it seems like it was insignificant to her. She was like, "All I have is a little bit of oil." But God was able to use that. So there are things that we see as insignificant, but that's also the vehicle that God will use to bless us. So we need to look out for these, what we call insignificant, but what are really significant things and the way God will bless. I believe as well, God has a plan when all else fails. When all else is lost, when it's midnight, when, you know, the people come calling, because that's what happened to her, right? The creditors were like, we're going to take your sons, and that's how you're going to pay this debt off. God has a plan when all else fails. And then I think we should leverage our relationships when we're in need, right? There's that old saying about a friend in need is a friend indeed. Let's ask. Ask people for help, right? And in fact, what she did was she went and she asked her neighbors and friends, etc., for something that they weren't using right then. So it wasn't a big stretch for them, right? They had these empty jars. She didn't ask them for oil in the jars, just empty jars. And she used that, right? God used those empty vessels to fill them up and bless her. I think as well, go and do something that does not seem to work if God tells you to do it. That's what she did. She knew she only had a little bit of oil at home, but the man of God told her to pour it in these jars. She could have looked at a little bit of oil and said, hold on, I'm going to pour this out and it isn't even going to fill the first jar because it's just a little bit of oil. But what did she do? She just kept pouring. And she told her sons, keep bringing the jars, and she kept pouring. So if she had thought about it, she would have thought, this is not going to work. This can't do nothing. But she believed. She believed in God. She kept pouring until all was gone. What's key there for me? I see she didn't stop, right? She didn't stop midway and be like, oh, okay, you know, that's enough. No, she just kept pouring. She kept doing. She didn't stop doing what the man of God said until it was finished. When there was no more, that's when she stopped. But that's how we need to be in our own lives. We need to just keep going. If God tells us to do something, we need to keep doing that until he tells us to stop doing it. That's valuable. And then at the very end, she goes and she tells Elisha what happened. It says she went and told the man of God, right? That's Elisha. In that, I see one of the key things, which is she gives glory to God. She didn't just fill up these jars and then go and, oh, let me sell this and make money and pay off my debts and all this stuff. No, she went back to Elisha, which in effect, she's going back to God and saying, Elijah's not God, going to the man of God who gave her the instructions. She's saying to him, thank you. Look at what God did. And what is that? She's giving glory to God. When God blesses you, that's what you need to do. You need to give him glory, right? Don't stop at, oh, look at what God has done in my life. But now you go and tell people, this is what God has done, right? Like the people who lent her the oil, she has a story to tell, right? Which is true. She's saying, hey, God caused that oil to fill up in that empty jar and I just had a little bit, but then I sold it and my sons are free. All the debts paid off. Look at what God has done. Giving glory to God is how we close the loop. We ask him, we cry out to him. And then when he gives us, sometimes we forget, right? We forget to go back and give him the glory. So, what else can we learn? I know I said I was going to share a few things, but I guess some more things are there. God knows what you have in your cupboard. He knows you have a little bit of oil, right? When it comes to that kind of stuff physically. But he also knows what he has given you. He knows the skills and the talents that he has blessed you with. And sometimes we underestimate what we have. We say, I just got a little, you know, I could just sing a little bit, or, you know, I know how to multiply, or, you know, whatever. I have a little bit of talent. And we underestimate what God has done. God blesses like what he did with this woman. A little bit of oil until it fills up jars and jars and jars. And it gave her exactly what she needed and more, because she paid off the creditors. But it sounds like she still had more to take care of her family. Let's not underestimate God and call it underestimating ourselves, because God has given us what we need. So when we underestimate ourselves, sometimes it really stretches to, it's really us underestimating God. That God didn't give me what I need. That God shortchanged me. When he does not, and he has not. But it's us looking at us instead of looking at God. We should ask ourselves, how come I only have a little bit of oil? God knows that with that little bit of oil, you can pay off all your debts. God knows with that little, what you call a little bit of oil, a little bit of talent, that you could take care of you and your family. Don't underestimate you. Don't underestimate God. That's some crazy stuff. You have what you need. God has given it to you. Take the little bit and watch him blow it up. And then at the end, you know what to do. You got to give him glory. So when all else fails, go to God. Now, don't wait till then. But if you get to that place when all else has failed, then you know where to go. But hopefully you're going to him all the time, not just waiting for dire situations to present themselves, right? Well, guys, that's all I have for you today. I hope you join me for my next episode along with your friends and family. Tell them how you found the podcast, how it has helped you. I hope it's helped a little bit, right? At least some Old Testament stuff, right? Get back in there. Some exciting things that God has done in men and women's lives. Then he's still doing it even today. This is Keno Hanna signing off, saying, check you later.